constituted by the National Council of Provinces. This will be a business-like meeting where we will look at our program for 13th, 14th September, when we will be in Northwest to conduct the oversight. I received two apologies. The one is from Honorable Mohapi, and the second is from Honorable Chetty. The select committee dealing with the local government, I know, is on their way to KZN to visit the municipality tomorrow, where there's intervention in terms of Section 1339 of the Constitution. You received the documentation, honorable members. I consulted some of you regarding splitting the committee into two groups to cover more ground, to be more productive. There was agreement on that, so you'll find the two groups there. That was done in consultation also with Chief Whip Mohai. If you look at the paper dealing with the groups, Honorable Monakedi's name will shift to Group 2. Honorable Motara will be abroad. Honorable Makue, I had a discussion this afternoon with him in plenary. He's also tied up with legislation, his committee, so he won't be able to assist us. So there you've got the two groups, the staff component that will also assist the two groups. The program framework, honorable members, is very simple. We will depart on Wednesday, 12th September, released 5 o'clock from Parliament, and I believe the first flight that we can catch is around about 20 hours, 8 o'clock, to bring us to our Tambo 5 minutes to 10, get into shuttles and shuttle off to Klaagstorp, where both groups will overnight, and the morning of the 13th of September, having our breakfast, we will be accompanied the rest of the day by the members of SCOPA from the Northwest Provincial Legislature. The Chief Whip connected with me last week when we were in the Free State. He was there as well, Chief Whip from the Legislature of Northwest. I consulted with the Chief Whip Mohai, and they will also split into two groups. After this meeting of this afternoon, these documents will be dispatched to them as well. Group 1 will work in the area of Klaagstorp, Potchefstroom. Group 2 will proceed further to Mahikeng, and the operational area will be Mahikeng for Thursday. Thursday evening, Group 2 will also then overnight in Mahikeng, and the Friday doing the oversight around Mahikeng, work towards Ouer Tambo Airport, as well as Group 1 that will work on Friday towards Ouer Tambo Airport, where we will group together again as a collective, as a doc committee, wrap up with the administrators, and some will be fortunate to fly out Friday evening already. The others will fly out on Saturday morning, like myself, to my province, Northern Cape. The FFC, Professor Daniel Plaikies, excuse me, also requested to accompany us within their mandate of the FFC. They will then be part of the oversight to do what they have to do. Security matters has been attended to through the office of the Chief Whip, and thank you, Honorable Chief Whip, for that. I was informed the detail is with Advocate Tau, as well as logistics. If I say security, that includes the traffic police and SAPS. And SAPS, here's a representative regarding the security issue. So that is the broad framework, honorable members. After this oversight, we will receive the draft report that will have to be considered by the ad hoc committee, being considered then to be tabled in the NCOP, in terms of the Constitution, what is our assessment regarding this intervention. With that introduction, honorable members, I'm going to give over to Advocate Tau. You are the author, you are the drafter, you and Shamila of this, what we have in front of us. Mr. Tim is on Skype, so if there's questions regarding what's happening on the ground on the other side, he will give those answers. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. We also invited the communication. I'm not sure if they are here through you, Chairperson.
I don't know who they are.
The media and communication. But they are aware. We have made them aware that we are meeting today. But we will make sure that we follow it up. Let me go straight to the program. I believe honorable members have the program.
That was mailed to them.
Yes. The program starts, as the chairperson has indicated, when the delegation leave Cape Town for Klerksdorp via O.R. Tambo. Then Group 1 is led by Honorable De Beer. The activities on day 1 from 7:30 to 8:30, that is when the group will be preparing to depart to the first site visit, which is Klerksdorp Hospital. The activities will start at 8:30. We are told it is less than 18 kilometers to the site. So the driving is allocated 30 minutes just to drive and also settle. So once the delegation reach the hospital, there will be a briefing, a very short briefing by the management and also by the department. After that, then the delegation will tour the facility, looking at various aspects such as the state of the buildings, the service delivery, where the medicine is being stored, laundry, boilers, all other facilities that may be of interest to members. It is from 8:35 until 12 o'clock when the group will be departing back to the hotel for lunch. And after lunch, the group will depart to the second venue. I'm on page 3, which is Kanana Albama Primary School. This site, that is where the school is to be relocated to a new facility, but it looks like there are some hiccups. So the delegation will have an opportunity to get first-hand information about the facility. The rest of the afternoon is allocated to that facility until 14:30, when the group will be departing now back to the city hall or community hall at 1600. That is to prepare for the engagement with the community from 1630 up to 19 hours, 20 hours, depending on the nature of the engagement. And then after that, the delegation will go back to the hotel. That is day one for day one activities for group one. Then day two, from 7 o'clock to eight o'clock, it is breakfast and checkout. And after that, the group will depart to bridge repair site. They call it Leo Dorenstadt in Orkney, which is plus minus 20 kilometers. Driving may take less than an hour. Then the delegation will have a look at this site up until 10 o'clock. 10:30, then the group will depart to another project. Now this one is called the Tswarahanang Project. It is a disability project. It's in Tlokwe, which is Potchefstroom. the distance from the first site to that site is about 45 kilometers. Driving can take less than an hour, and the group will meet there and start the engagement from 11 o'clock up until 12:30. At 12:30, the group will go and meet at the hotel around Potchefstroom for lunch, and then after lunch, the group will now find a way back to the to O.R. Tambo. That is where the briefings will take place. That is day one for group one. Day one for group two, which is led by Honorable Nyambi. The group will also depart in the morning of Thursday from at Klerksdorp to the first site at Lichtenburg. The estimated distance is about 70 kilometers. It may take plus minus an hour to get to that site. It is a sanitary project. It's to do with sanitation. The group will take a tour on that. Time allocated is from 9 o'clock until 12 o'clock, when the group will be departing to Mahikeng Hotel. The estimated distance is about 80 kilometers. It may take the delegation plus minus an hour or more, and then the delegation will first have lunch at Mahikeng Hotel, and then thereafter prepare for engagements. The engagement will start at 13:15. On the program, Honorable Members, it is written Public Works, Roads and Transport. After interacting with the administrators, we have agreed, if members also find it acceptable, that instead of visiting roads or transport project, the delegation visit two buildings. There is a building which is a district office for social development. It is one of the buildings that prompted the strike because of its safety concern. So it will help the delegation to go and see whether things have improved. And another facility that we propose that the delegation also visit, it is a campus where administrators are accommodated. In the previous report, there was a concern that the security is questionable. So it will help the members to go and see whether the administrators are working in a very safe environment, one, two, and also to check whether the documents they are in such a way that confidentiality is being maintained. And also, people would want to go there, are they also protected? Those are some of the issues that might also help the delegation just to have an idea when the two buildings are being visited. That is the project for day one. And then in the afternoon, the delegation will have community engagement in the community hall. Time is also from 16 hours to 18 hours, depending on the engagement. Then day two, the group will have breakfast from 7 to 8. After that, go to Mahikeng Provincial Hospital. It is one also of the facilities where the strike was also prompted, and the group will start the engagement from 8:35. Up and until 11:45. Because it's a hospital, the group is given more time for briefings and also touring the facility, looking at various aspects of the facility. And then after that, the group will go back to the hotel at 12:15 up to 13:15. After lunch, then the group will prepare to drive straight to OR Tambo. And then in the evening, as the chairperson has indicated, there will be the briefing of both groups by the administrators, and then after that, members who are ready to depart home will do so. Those who will have their first flight the following day will also do so the following day. Chairperson, thank you.
Thank you, Atuketao. Are there, do you want to take the security briefing as well? Or do we want to engage immediately here? Honorable Nyambi, I recognize you. Let's take all the briefings, sir, over to you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I'm Mr. Makana from Protection Service. Yeah, on our side, I will engage with the legislature in terms of, you know, asking the security support in Northwest, and then I will also engage with the police so that they can assist us. So all these things I want to do tomorrow, and then I will find out the threat analysis, and I will deploy my staff according to the threat analysis, because I believe Northwest, so there's some, you know, threats there and there. In fact, I am just making sure that everything will be fine, because I will do the mobilization. Thank you.
During our oversight there, where will you be?
Okay. In the first place, since the members are going to be gone from here and the 12th, you know, I would love if I can go prior so that I can have the meeting with the security stakeholders on that side, and then I will request them, you know, to escort from the hotel to the sites while we're doing visiting, and then I will also ask them to deploy the police static where the public hearing is going to be until, you know, we finish all the this visit and public hearing.
Now, we are not trained in security matters. You do your drills as you were trained, finish and clear. Honorable members, in time for engagement, Honorable Nyambi, Honorable Terblanche, and Honorable Manakedi.
Well, thanks, Chair. The first one is about the security. Well, let me welcome the preparations. The first one is about the security. As long as they're assuring us that they're in charge, there's no need for us to question them. They've never failed us as long as they're in charge. It's just to make sure that they are available on that day to play that part. So let us not even make it an issue, because they know what they do and they've been efficient for all the years. Then my second issue is a proposal. It has been brought to our attention that on that day, Honorable Motara will be abroad. So I'm checking the numbers, and as we have hinted that you're trying to secure either Makwe or any other person from Gauteng. So to be on the safe side, not to rely on that arrangement, because if you check the first group, you will be 7. The second one, it will be 6. It will be 4. 4 plus 1. The second one will be 6 plus 1. So to just take one person, because these are people that we are sure that are going to be part of the group. So you can work it out, Chairperson, identify a person that will make that person to be part of the second group if you fail to secure getting a person from Gauteng, so that we have almost a balanced number. But if you're going to get a person from Gauteng, then you can leave the group as they are. That's my only proposal. Then I'm fine with everything that has been presented, straightforward. That is my proposal, Chairperson. But if you're going to get a person from Gauteng, you can leave the group as they are. But should it happen that you are not getting a person from Gauteng, then just take one person from the first group to join the second group. Then the other one, I can see that it's balanced in terms of language. Out of your past experience with this public participation thing, even though we have interpreters, but I've learned that it's more effective and saving time if you have the person who's speaking the language chairing when dealing with public meetings. So it's always in order if you go to these people, to these halls, instead of having a person that will speak a different language, interpreting. If the plan was to spend 2 hours, you need 4 hours because there's an interpreter. But I'm looking at what we have here. We are fine with that one.
Honorable Motla Shuping is in group two. He is from that area. My King, group one. Yeah, Honorable Moai. Honorable Tlamini. Honorable Zwani. I note that first Honorable Tablans, Monakedi, and then Honorable Tlamini.
I'm also going to start with the security. I'm also fine with them. They've done as well this far. I'm just wondering, you know, the trip from the airport, you know, arriving there to where we go, that is going to be a trip, you know, in the dark, and I haven't heard that there's going to be security accompanying us from the airport to the various destinations. That is just the one thing. Secondly, about, you know, us leaving here, how are we going to get to the airport? Must we get there on our own steam? What is the position? I just want to know. And then my last question, Chairperson, is who are the people? Do we know already, or what is going to determine that? The people that is going to fly back on Friday night already. Thank you, Chairperson.
Right, one is security. The other one is security. And the second one is flights, etc. There you will come in on both Monakedi and then Lamini.
Thanks, Chair. The first one is about my own arrangements. For sure you are aware that I've got a meeting here at Parliament late that afternoon, evening. So I can only leave from here, I think around 8 or so. So which means from OR Tambo, I'm going to have to leave the following morning. So for sure someone is attending to those arrangements, Chair. And the second one, I think, is the issue of security from OR Tambo, which has been touched upon. The third is with regard to Group 2. You have indicated earlier on that I am shifted from Group 1 to Group 2. For sure that is noted, right?
I've just done it here.
I'm just saying for the benefit of everybody here. I'm Group 2. As per your the directive from your office chief whip, I'm told.
Yeah.
And the third thing with regard to Group 2, the advice is that we visit some buildings instead of roads. I think that is what is being proposed. I just want to check as to whether can we, yes, visit those buildings, but at least add one road where there are some challenges.
Mr. Tung, you heard that one, that we do the buildings as one and one of the road sites.
We will come in, Mr. Tung, at the end. Covered on Monakedi.
Yeah.
Albert Lamin. No, thank you very much. First thing is, I don't care.
It's
broken. Yeah, that's what I was trying to do. First thing, just to confirm that I will be available. Earlier, I indicated that I will not be available, but just to confirm that I will now be available. Our exam has been postponed for both days. I'll be available. The second matter is that if possible, if I could be shifted to Group 2, because I'm more interested in Mahikeng Hospital, which had more problems. All of them are the same.
Yeah, I know.
I'm talking as a chairperson of the committee.
Well, the chief whip is he works with deployments. We noted Honorable Dlamini's request to go to Group 2, Honorable Wana.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I was just trying to remind about the request of Friday.
Why not?
Oh, thanks. Oh, okay, thank you.
We had our own meeting. On Bawana, I have to be in Mtata on Friday afternoon, Saturday morning. So, traveling will start on Friday. Yes. No, I have noted you. I didn't forget you.
Oh, okay.
I'm just covering the On Bawana. Thank you, Honorable Dlamini, for being available the 2 days. Exams, etc., and classes has been shifted. Thank you for that, that you can assist us on the oversight. Honorable Mkweni?
Mkweli.
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 All right.
Yeah, Mkweli. You are on the floor. You may address her.
Che, I'm sorry, man. My apologies for not being participating in the committee. It's due to other responsibilities. But as I'm looking to the program, I don't know, maybe you'll clarify me because I'm browsing with a very high speed. Are we only concentrating on public works and health sites, or are we going to also include the municipalities? Because as I understand, municipalities also are part of some intervention, even though it's in another side, but they fall within the 100 intervention. So if possible, we might maybe go to Matlosane municipality or Mahikeng municipality, just to get a view of what's happening, because we'll be in those two districts.
It's a very relevant question. We only have 2 days to cover the work we want to do, and we have community engagements as well. So that is what we could have... What you see on paper is what was possible, as also advised by the administrators. This won't be the first and last visit to Northwest. It can't be, because Section 102 says we must frequently, regularly monitor the intervention, so definitely there will be a second round to go there. When we've completed this first round, we're starting everything over again. Yes, until the whole intervention is terminated. So, yes, you are 100% correct. I would also like to go to the municipalities. But on this exercise, it will be very difficult to fit it in. Any other hands, honorable members, that we start getting responses? Let's start quickly with the flight issue. Honorable Moai. Changes recorded. Honorable Dlamini comes to number 2. But... Yeah, Wana goes to 1. No, she spoke to me. Comrade Wana, Comrade Wana, Honorable Wana, you go to Group 1.
Yeah.
Is it fine?
Yeah.
1, Group 1.
No, I'm Group 2.
No, you can't be in charge of Saturday. So he has to be in Group 1. Which he has to be in charge.
On Friday.
No, I'm leaving on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Although Wana, you go to Group 1 and Mini comes down to Group 2.
Okay.
Secondly, we must look at someone from Gauteng. Oh, yeah. That's going to be a difficult exercise. See what must help there, please. Outside the meeting, not yet. Flights, you had to, there was a question about flights. Can you quickly reply? In your pack, the last page of the members you must complete. They must reply, do we depart from Parliament or from our villages? The question is, the challenge is, it's a traffic. If you go from Parliament back to your village, you're not going to make it to the airport. Forget it. So my advice is, bring your bags to Parliament, let we depart from here, to make it easier for everyone. You may reply, Shamila.
Person has summed it up nicely, that we, it's going to be better if we all leave from here immediately after the plenary and then fly from Cape Town to Ouar Tambo and then drive from there to Klerksdorp. And I'm going to try with the travel agent. We're trying to get the flights for around 1900 hours rather than 2000 hours. And then it's just Honorable Wana and Honorable Zwane that is leaving on Friday morning. Return.
Shamila is updated. Honorable Treblanc.
Listen, I haven't heard what I asked.
Robbie, yeah.
Is transport going to be arranged from here to the airport? Okay, thank you.
Yes, so definitely, yes. The answer is yes.
Some of us will be in our own provinces on the last day. So there's no need for me to travel from Mahikeng to O.R. Tambo.
Please indicate on the page that was handed out to you, complete it and hand it back to Shamila.
Make everything much easier.
Yeah.
Everybody
just
complete you know, I'm saying this out of experience, Che. This thing only allows flights. There's no space where I can write, unfortunately. I will write at the back of this page because now we'll be driving. From here, I'm flying to O.R. Tambo.
Okay. After the meeting, you can link up with Shamila.
Sure.
After the meeting, I noted Honorable Nyambi's hand.
Chair, I want to suggest that out of the issues that have to do much with the detailed program, allow the person who is in Northwest, who's on the screen, if there are some issues to be clarified.
Yeah.
Then the other logistics, as we have quite correctly indicated, that you can deal with some of them outside,
yes,
so that you are more professional in business. Like, it's very important, but if one of Mokwele will be at home, can deal with it. If any other member will be wherever, if people want to change, those are logistics that can be arranged outside the meeting, because if we want to do it here, we might end up even confusing the program. And of course, the chief whip that is able to do this thing correctly and has done it in the past, but allow them to assist in relation to the program, that is there any issue that might create some challenges in making sure that we achieve our objectives going to Northwest next week. And even the very same issue of people sleeping, my take of it in terms of arrangement of Parliament is those that won't be able to get flights. If you are in OR, we finish the debriefing, and there is no flight that can connect you to your province, there is no need for you. It's impossible to get a flight. So obvious, you'll be sleeping in OR. The following day, you'll indicate the time that is appropriate for you. And the following day, it can be even a matter of months that you can leave in the morning or in the afternoon, because it doesn't make any difference. As long as you are leaving and then you are booked to go to wherever you book away. But you can deal with all those logistics outside. Before I even confuse my friend next to me, because she was even confused when she got in here. She accused me with how, are you allowing a meeting to go on when you have other people that are not part of it? Then I explain what is technology, my friend.
This is technology, and this is how we're going to operate in future. To save money for Parliament. I'm a client with a Saturday morning flight to Kimberley, 55 minutes, and I will be in Kimberley. Questions to Mr. Tim, can you hear us? You can make your remarks on the program.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity to give this input. program, and I think it's all in order. I wanted to make some possible suggestions with regard to some of the issues that were raised, and make one comment about one of the proposed sites. The first thing I would like to just say, propose for group two, on day one, in the afternoon, it was proposed that you visit the social development office in Maikeng, as well as the campus where the administrators are located in terms of their offices to review security. I wanted to just maybe by way of update, I think the security issue has been substantially addressed through our engagements that really began with our briefing to the ad hoc committee. And we have seen, I think, a very adequate response from the security services. So I think it no longer, I think it's no longer the same issue that it was a month ago or 3 weeks ago. So I wanted to suggest as an alternative, and particularly given that the request from Group 2 to visit to see some rogue sites as well, that we substitute for the afternoon, we visit the social development service point in Zierist, which is 60 k's from Mahikeng. That will allow, so that will show similar issues to the head office in Mahikeng, which relate to poor accommodation and inadequate infrastructure for social development staff and for clients. So we would achieve the same aim, but I would suggest that we substitute the visit to the campus, which is the administrative headquarters, Haruna building, I'm assuming, as the security issue is no longer as pressing as it was. That's my submission with regard to the proposal for including roads. This trip would allow us to take in roads that potentially are problematic, although I still need to conduct further research to identify exactly the roads. That's my first input. Then I wanted to, just on day two, we had a meeting with Nahau leadership this morning, and they indicated, given that on the program that was shared with myself, there was an indication that you would want to engage with union leadership, in particular Nahau, given their prominence in the space that we are working. And so there was a keenness to meet with the ad hoc committee to give a labor perspective, and the proposal was that the group one meet with shop stewards at the hospital in Klerksdorp on day one, and that group two engage with the Nahau provincial leadership in Mahikeng on day two afternoon, just prior to departing for Otambo. Chairperson, those are my two inputs.
All the members, you heard Mr. Tim. I hope you are also writing. We are capturing it here. Shamila Atuketau and Dr. Jabulile. Are you fine with that?
Yeah, fine.
Mr. Tim, members are in agreement. The social development services in Zierist for group two, the Nahau leadership in Mahikeng for group two, group one, the shop stewards at the hospital. Am I right? Fine, that is captured.
And group two, additional project.
And group two, Mr. Tim, that an additional project be a road. You will look into it.
Yes, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. You can liaise after the meeting, and then tomorrow and Monday that we have the final program on Tuesday morning to be distributed to our members. If necessary, leadership, Honorable Nyambi, Honorable Mohai, that we have to meet Tuesday afternoon after plenary, we will evaluate that situation, but I think we are all on board. Just to those members who are not here, to the staff component, that you just see that the BAs get these documentation, although it's been emailed, let the package be given to the BAs. Honorable Nyambi?
No, we accept the changes that are made. One thing that is very important, Chair, once they've effected the changes to the program, I've seen it practically happening with us in Free State last week. You give it to people of security so that they are clear. You know what happened last week with us? The security guys, we ended up blaming them for our own inefficiency. We changed the program without giving them. Then they led us to a wrong place in terms of the program. When we got there, we say, no, but we're not supposed to be here. And they showed us the program. So it's very important to, once you change the program, because they've got the initial program, now we've made changes. Once you make changes, make it available to them, they won't fail us. Because they rely on the program. Till now we get in, we don't even know the area, then we go to a wrong program. But then when we're there, and we're even arguing among ourselves, good, maybe it was a strategy to divert this thing from us, yet it is an oversight on our part, and we fail them if we're not giving them the information. So once you get it, Chair, hand it over to them, they are going to sort it.
Sir, I want your full details. I want it in my file. That I stay in contact with you. Lessons learned, good lesson learned, that we do the best practices. Any other questions, members, to Mr. Tim? Are you fine with Mr. Tim and his inputs? Mr. Tim, thank you very much. You will now, and Shamila and Advocate Tao will liaise with you further to draw up the final document.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Honourable Members. Thank you, Chairperson.
And thank you for availing yourself to assist us. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I'll try to switch myself on.
Yeah, now you know what to do. Honourable Members, are there any other questions of clarity? You fine? Thank you very much. We've got a set of minutes to adopt. Shamila, minutes of the 16th of August, Honourable Members. That was the appearance and briefing again by the IMTT. Page 1 is all the names. Page 2 is all the names, huge delegation. Honourable Nyambi.
It's the one of my friends next to me.
Yes.
The same name. It's very wrong.
Oh, Mokewele.
Mokewele. And if I remember very well, on that day.
Correct.
Yeah, the other thing.
Yes, sir.
The same issue of Mokewele. On that day, I don't know whether who presented it, but her apology was presented on that day. But yeah, it's captured as upset.
She was upset,
but there was an apology. So you capture the actual apology, you correct the surname, and then I move that to adopt them.
Corrections will be done. There's a mover for adoption of the minutes. Minutes is the capturing of the presentations. Thank you, Honourable Members. Honourable Nyambi moves to adoption and Honourable Mai seconds the adoption of the minutes. Honourable Members, that concludes the business of this meeting. The meeting is closed. There is some coffee, tea, etc. The meeting is adjourned. Yeah.